This recording, Guangdong 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perra was a factory nurse who had been working daily at the old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket. Picked up her kit and head for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that animal could be suffering from rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it on a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried to gently struck the goose's lower back with her paw. Then, singing the tune to her, finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to be tired, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxed bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and lay her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fear for a cure.
I was born in mainland China. It's in a kind of industry town, and moved into southern China for like when I was 9 years old. And after I finished my high school, I came to the United States to keep on going on my college, which is kind of fun. And Miss Chris here, we play basketball a lot. I believe he's a really good player. And the most advantage he had is he's really tall and really, really strong. My father is a kind of university professor. Now he's vice president of some kind of university, and my mom runs a kindergarten, so which makes me pretty proud of my education. I don't have any brothers and sisters, mainly because the one-child policy in China, so basically no family have more than one child.
今天晚上下午3点钟我开始睡觉，然后一觉就睡到6点钟，这样每天就能睡20个小时。睡得多对大脑比较好。
It basically says I sleep from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and so that I sleep like 20 hours today. Enough sleeping is good to your brain. That's about it.